research is actually bigger than what I'm going to be presenting here. I'm going to try to give a sense of the whole research, but due to time constraint, we'll be just able to see results regarding only a section of it. My research is on the impact of recessions on gendered employment patterns in Turkey, and in my original research, I'm following this with wages. Let's do it this way. Okay, the aim of this study is to investigate the gendered employment patterns during recessions by looking at previous economic crises in the Turkish economic context after financial liberalization in 1989. So the period of analysis is 89 to 2006. And I think Turkish economy provides an interesting context primarily by being highly prone to economic crisis since financial liberalization. There has been four consecutive recessions, 91, 94, 99, and 2001. And now we're having a fifth big economic crisis in Turkey. And this is basically due to the speculative-led growth model that is that has been dominant in Turkey since 1989. And this has real side effects, of course. Big businesses has been coping with this speculative-led growth model by increasing interest rates, by making their profits out of financial investments and decreasing their real investments, which led to a jobless growth phenomena in Turkey. And small businesses have been reflecting this increasing interest rate cost in their investments to the wages, and by pulling down the wages. So there has been a labor market since 89, which has lower wages, is offering lower wages, and is very insecure. And this has gendered implications in the sense that both paid and unpaid labor that woman has to provide has been increasing in the coping mechanisms process in Turkey. And Turkey is very interesting in the sense that the labor force participation rate, as you showed, is very low and is decreasing despite, when you make an international comparison, and if you ask any questions, I'm very willing to show my international comparisons in this respect, is decreasing. And it was 72% in 1955, and when it is 2006, it's 24%. And, of course, the current crisis makes all this discussion timely and relevant. So the questions that we're posing here are threefold. We have three hypotheses that are corresponding to them in the literature. The first one is we are asking, are women more disposable compared to men during crisis times? Which is reflected in the buffer hypothesis, which implies that gender-specific characteristics of women make them more disposable. And second question is, are women protected due to the fact that they are clustered into narrow range of jobs? This is reflected in segmentation hypothesis, which argues that incomplete and gender-specific form of proletarization of women keep women workers protected from the cyclical fluctuations. However, in our research, which is focusing on a developing country context, contrary to the ones in the literature that are more on developed countries, we are arguing that this is not necessarily leading to protection. It depends on the sector that women are clustered into. It may lead to they may be prone to economic fluctuations if it's a buffer type sector. The third question, the third possibility is, do they become preferred type of labor under intensifying cost pressures? And this is substitution hypothesis. This basically says that, women are cheaper labor and women are substituted for men in times of crisis. So now there needs a little background information on Turkey. I'll be very quick and brief. We can come back to this if you ask questions. Turkey provides a classical patriarchal family structure, and when we look at the literature, we see that the feminization U-curve hypothesis is widely studied, which suggests that now in the later stages of development, female labor force participation in the urban sector is going to increase, and the studies done in this respect are showing that trend. However, the huge decline in labor force participation in Turkey since 1955 is due to this rural-urban migration, and what we see here is the jobs generated in the urban are not enough to offset the loss in the migration process. And in the literature, we find this explained as the export-oriented industrialization was not actually really successful in generating jobs, and hence has not been very successful in generating jobs for women as well to offset this loss. And when we look at the characteristics of female labor supply, we see that the most commonly argument is based on education. We see gendered patterns in education, and I don't believe that that is really the source of this loss or will be the source of any improvement. And when we look at age and gender, we see a traditional M structure that women are falling out when they get married and give birth. And for not participating, they're giving very gendered responses related to their family duties. And micro-level analysis also reflect this. And they're not really responsive to wage incentives like regular workers. So where women work is another thing. We have to understand the secular trends in order to make sense out of the cyclical trends, and the research is looking at both sides and trying to incorporate both sides of the story within this analysis of cycles. And when we look at the feminization literature, we see that, yes, export orientation was one of the reasons that caused women to participate in the labor force and feminization of labor. But we have to be very careful about the extent of this effect, and we see a very segmented gender segmented labor market. And I conducted the numbers. I replicated the numbers up to date. If you're willing to look into those numbers and tables, we can come back to this. And we see that women are mostly clustered into manufacturing, wholesale trade, restaurants and hotels, and finance and real estates and business services and communities, social and personal services. And within manufacturing, we see that they're mostly production workers. They're not able to step up in the hierarchy. Okay. In our empirical analysis, we conducted two steps. I'm going to skip this, and we will come back to this later. But what I did was I generated economic cycles in three different ways, by focusing on GNP growth rates, by combining GNP growth rates with employment cycles, and then by just looking at employment cycles. And I used two different unemployment definitions. One is the official unemployment, and the second one includes the discouraged workers, which I think is showing a better picture about Turkey. And then after doing this assessment and doing an empirical research on this, I did decompositions, which actually checks, which is very useful to understand the secular trends, and which is also a double checking for my empirical analysis that I'm going to be presenting here. The regression takes the following form that that we are going to be seeing the results today. We see the percentage change in female employment on the as a dependent variable, and then we are trying to analyze how much actually the percentage change in female employment changes as total employment changes. How responsive is female employment in that respect? And we have the time trend in our model. And when we make sense out of the parameters, if we are talking about the outcome to be procyclical, the beta has to be positive. When it is equal to 1, we see a 1-to-1 relation. and which shows that women's employment is equally sensitive to employment fluctuations with total. When it is greater than one, women are more sensitive. When it's less than one, women are less sensitive. When it is smaller than zero, women's employment is moving countercyclically. And we applied this first with a time series analysis to whole economy and then nine economic activities, and then with a cross-section, we apply it to manufacturing sector only and to its subsectors. This is the results for the whole economy and nine economic activities here, and we see that the relationship is significant at 1% level, and I'll move to better representing the tables here, which shows that wherever, you know, this is a ranking. We see in agricultural and community and finance and following in that direction, those are the sectors that women have the greatest share. So when we do that ranking, three out of four sectors that women have the greatest share are functioning as buffer. They are more responsive to economic cycles than the average. And whenever they are minorities, whenever they are marginal in those sectors, we see that they are actually kind of protected from the employment fluctuations, which indicates a segmented labor market story. Okay. The findings in that respect are women's employment in Turkey are moving procyclically, and the results on the manufacturing show that female employment is more sensitive to employment fluctuations than total employment, suggesting buffer hypothesis, especially in textile products, leather and footwear, and wood and products of wood and other manufacturing. We see that the beta parameter is greater than one, and it is less sensitive to cycles in the sectors that women's labor is marginal. In terms of conclusions, what we can say is when economic activities are ranked according to female share of employment, we see that women continue to function as a reserve army of labor in three out of four industries that they're concentrated in terms of economic activities, big economic activities that we first did our analysis on. And when we look at, and this can be interpreted as the high volatility can be interpreted as women have penetrated beyond clerical and ancillary tasks, and they're employed in more cyclically sensitive operative jobs. However, the sex differential here that we see reveals the fact that the absorption of workers is incomplete, and they're the latent reserve who could not become a part of homogeneous workforce. And when in the industries that they are marginal, we see that they're protected if they're constituting less than 10% of the workforce in those industries. And a possible interpretation is that they have not yet attained a wide range of production jobs, and they're more likely to be concentrated in clerical work, cleaning, packing, etc. And we are able to actually see this with a segmentation analysis, which we also conducted in our research. And policy suggestions is, I think, what we have to be concluding with. Why this study is important? Why do we want to see those results? What are they useful for? In Turkey, we saw buffer and segmentation in our research as the outcomes. Those two hypotheses are explaining how gender patterns of employment are moving. And it could be also substitution hypothesis. Knowing which hypothesis is reflecting the reality out there helps policymakers in this, to understand the structure that they are dealing with. If they are focusing on certain sectors, they can see whether women are functioning as buffer or substituting men or etc. So it gives information to begin with. Secondly, what we see that this has actually implications in terms of labor force participation of women. Then with the larger, if I were able to show you the whole research, it was it would be important to see the labor, we would be better seeing the labor force participation implications, because then the analysis can be applied to actually many different variables. And this shows that actually women's being the buffer shows that they are an available resource, and their relationship to the labor market is very volatile, and this is one of the reasons why we have such a low labor force participation of women in Turkey. And this has, of course, wage structure implications and distributive consequences. And labor force participation, you know, what are the policies that can be done? I'm just wrapping up really quickly. Please ask questions so that we can, you know, discuss it further. But the policy suggestions are going to be towards increasing labor force participation. Primarily, that is the first thing to come into mind, but that wouldn't be enough. Because if you increase the labor force participation rate, you are facing a very high and persistent and long-term unemployment problem in Turkey, especially for women. So that won't solve the problem. You have to look into more wage-led and employment-centered policies that are primarily encouraged by the government to solve this problem. And we can develop on this in the questions. Thank you.